Hello, I'm Mike Mazzalongo, and this is the Bible Talk video blog. Today's blog post is entitled, The Good Life. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 28, the writer summarizes David's life at his passing by enumerating three blessings any one of us today can relate to. First of all, long life. David the king died when he was not only old for our day, between 70 and 80 years of age, but extremely old for his day when the life expectancy was lower. Even though we are promised heaven, a long life still remains a blessing, especially if, as the writer says, it's a good old age. I'm ready to be with God, but a longer time to serve Him here is definitely a blessing. Secondly, there is no nobility in poverty. So wealth is a great gift as well, a great blessing. God doesn't love the poor more than the rich. It's those who humble themselves that God loves. Now, David was a man after God's own heart, and one of God's blessings on David was wealth. It's hard for a man who seeks wealth to enter into the kingdom, but for those who have found the kingdom, God can use them as a channel for His blessing of wealth. And then another honor, or another gift rather, is honor. Now, there's a difference between honor and fame. Fame is where people know who you are. Honor is where people both know and respect who you are. Because of his service and faithfulness, David not only was honored by the people, but was favored by God, and this honor continues until this day. This is the type of honor, you know, eternal honor, that we seek when we persevere in our service to the Lord. You know, we often have the view that our only reward for perseverance in Christ will come after our death, and somehow this ennobles suffering here. But David's life shows us that our God can and often does generously reward our faithful service with the good life here as well as in the hereafter. Well, that's it for today. I'm Mike Mazzalongo. This is the Bible Talk video blog. Hope that you'll be with us again another time. Bye-bye.